From the Southwark News for October the 4th, Boy 5 Dies After Collision with Lorry by Emma Ailes. A 5-year-old boy was tragically killed in a collision with a lorry outside a school in Elephants and Castle on Wednesday afternoon. Eyewitnesses reported seeing a woman sobbing and screaming as emergency services raced to try and save the 5-year-old boy. Police were called to the scene outside Charlotte Sharman Primary School off St George's Road at 3:45 p.m. But the youngster was pronounced dead at the scene. He has not yet been named, but is believed to be a pupil of the school. One witness told Southwark News there were mums crying around the school. A spokesperson for the Met said that the driver had stopped at the scene. There had not been any arrests at the time of going to press. London Ambulance said, "We were called at 15:44 to reports of a road traffic collision involving a pedestrian and a lorry on St George's Road. We sent 2 ambulance crews, a motorcycle responder, London Air Ambulance and a duty officer. Sadly, a boy reported to be 5 died at the scene. 2 other patients were checked over. One was taken to St Thomas and one is still on scene. People offered their condolences to the family of the child as news of the fatality spread on Twitter. At Rosie Road Medics said, "RIP to the little boy that just died on St George's Road. Couldn't think how his mum must be feeling right now." St George's Road was still closed off at 6 p.m. on Wednesday. The collision occurred just yards from where 18-year-old Rotherhithe girl Maria Marasius was killed after a collision with a double-decker bus. She died 8 years after the crash as a result of serious head injuries she sustained. Heartfelt tributes and bunches of flowers were left at the scene at the junction of Waterloo Road and St George's Circus. Maria was taken to hospital soon after the incident at 11 a.m. on Friday, May the 4th, but she died in hospital on May the 12th. And an update by Southwark News on Twitter on Friday the 5th of October states that police have formally identified the little boy as 5-year-old Hikem Buadimi of Southeast One.